Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
All roads will lead to the Dembe Showground in Clarendon from April 27 to 29 for the 2016 staging of Jamaica 4-H Club's National Achievement Expo. Stay with us to hear more on today's program and later our Jamaican Saying of the Day. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us.
All the people then, when I want Zigvee, hold up your hand.
Zigvee in the Caribbean territory, but we now want that virus take set pan we. So make sure send us stagnant water inside and mash up all mosquito breed inside. More pulling that it in them where you dash by and change the water in your vase every day. No litter, dispose of your garbage proper. You know them the thing that we turn drain blacker. Tour your community and tour your yard for suppress mosquito. We have to go hard. Dash we old tire turn over drum pan for prevention is the greatest weapon. And special shout out to pregnant ladies, protect yourselves and protect your babies. Draw for your zapper and your mosquito spray. If you do all that we can, we keep them away. How we know what's in me?
Thousands of young people are once again expected to converge on the grounds of the Dembe Showground for the culmination of 14 Parish Achievement and 3 Regional Expos held island-wide March to April 2016. These events are a precursor to the National Achievement Exposition, scheduled for April 27 to 29 at the Dembe Showground in Clarendon.
The competitive events are in the general training areas of agriculture, home economics, leadership, social skills, entrepreneurship, healthy lifestyle. So they compete against each other based on the event and based on their age categories. And the winners of the respective events, they go on to the National Achievement Expo.
Public Relations and Marketing Manager, Jamaica 4-H Clubs, Carol McCormack. The annual event is hosted by the Jamaica 4-H Clubs.
It is open to the public. You may have just a small admission. And I also use this medium to encourage not just members of the general public, but I also encourage parents to also go to these Achievement Expos and see exactly how the 4-H Clubs is impacting the life of your child.
Another area of competition is the coveted 4-H Girl and Boy of the Year event. The theme, Value-Added Agriculture for Youth Transformation and Entrepreneurship, is also the topic for the public speaking competition.
The reason why we have chosen this theme is that, well, entrepreneurship is one of our major training areas. And while we concentrate heavily on agriculture, home economics, and the other areas, it is felt that the thrust in terms of entrepreneurship is one of the ways in which the 4-H clubs will help to contribute to stem the unemployment rate among youth in the island.
Public Relations and Marketing Manager, Jamaica 4-H Clubs, Carol McCormack. Clubites aged 5 to 8 years will participate in special events such as recitation, table setting, and seed identification. Stay tuned to Calling Farmers for more details on this event in subsequent editions. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. Kos kos na bor ol in a man kin. Translation, quarrels do not bore a hole in one's skin. And this means quarrels do no physical harm.
Somewhat of understanding the importance of adding, subtracting, multiplying, dividing.
Math counts.
Learning math will be greatly rewarding, gratifying, edifying, and fulfilling.
Math counts.
It's not hard, but to understand the concept, take the time to learn it. You think about your classmates. To be a physicist, teacher, biologist, shopkeeper, mechanic, or a chemist.
Math counts.
So embrace the wonderful world of mathematics. It's okay to be called a maths fanatic because
math counts.
We've come to the end of today's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with studio engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time for other developments in the agriculture sector on another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.